Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
What is up, everybody? It is 5 a.m. and I'm Tom Tool calling in from right outside Philadelphia. We're in an interesting time of year. You got things like the NBA playoffs, the NFL draft going on, the NHL playoffs. And one of the things I always find interesting is how people react in these big situations. How do people react under pressure? When you look at the NFL draft, you know, the people making decisions, they're getting judged based on a future projection and the expectation, especially last night in the first round, that these young men are going to be great. And if they're not, they get criticized for it. In the playoffs in any sport, it's win or go home. And there are must-win games night in and night out. And there's a lot of pressure there. Are you going to make the right decisions? Are you going to read the room correctly? Are you going to take your time and not let the pressure get to you? Because I think we all know, or at least we should know, that pressure-induced decisions shouldn't be any different than regular decisions you're making. And there's a lot of ways to make those decisions. The first is an EOS fundamental, which is IDS. It stands for Identify, Discuss, and Solve. Right? So you got to see what your issues are. If you lost the last game, what did you lose it for? What were the things that beat you up? And what's no different from a business person to a professional sports coach is that they look at the data. They look at the box score. They watch the film. And that tells them how to identify the actual issue. So that's something business people like us and anyone trying to build a big business should be able to do. Step one is identify. Then they discuss it amongst all the people that are involved in the decision. So whether it's your scouts at the NFL draft and the other people that are giving you the information, whether it's the assistant coaches who are responsible for defense or offense, doesn't matter. You discuss it and go back and forth. And this is where it's really important to embrace conflict in those discussions, because it's okay to have differing opinions. You want to have differing opinions. What I'm clear on is the data is going to be the key here. So with that, you've identified it, you're discussing it. Now, what's the solution everyone's willing to live with? So okay, we need to put this player here. We need to run this kind of defense. We need to select a player that's going to fill this need because our current roster is inadequate. Everyone's got to be on the same page. They say in the NFL draft that the draft board is what you want to go by. Well, that's the data. The data creates that draft board, why these players are ranked where they are. And too many times we let stories or intuition get in the way of actual data and facts. So now that you've got this IDS problem, then You got to go out and execute on it, right? So that leads you to reframing the situation. Hopefully in the discussion, you've looked at like your worst case scenarios and the best case scenarios and the likely outcome. Then you have a plan. Then it's important to step back and stick with the plan. Don't let the stress and the pressures get to you. And that's why, you know, making these team-based decisions can be super helpful, right? And this IDS method, it's proven. It's documented. It works. And if you follow the system and follow that to a T, you're going to be able to work under pressure really effectively. You've got your plan. You've got your priorities. You're not procrastinating. That's a horrible strategy. And then you're going to live with the decision, right? Part of that is effectively communicating with everyone and ultimately executing on the plan. That's how to work under pressure in the business environment. So don't let your emotions get the best of you. Let the systems produce what they're going to produce and follow the data. Catch everyone soon at 5 a.m.